This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump made a triumphant return to the public eye at the Republican National Convention late Monday, where he received the nomination of his party 2 days after he was wounded in an attempted assassination. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Pursuti reports.
This is Donald Trump's first public appearance since he was shot. He didn't need to speak. His state delegates filled the void. Here to join his new ballot partner, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. It was the biggest political secret of the year, announced at the Republican National Convention. Senator Vance, at age 39, brings youth to the presidential election. Known for his rural America memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, he's a former Marine and a conservative who once referred to Trump as America's Hitler. The announcement comes on the first day of the Republican National Convention in front of 2,400 state delegates pledging their votes for the expected nominee, former President Donald Trump. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News at the Republican National Convention, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, Trump received a political gift Monday when a Florida federal judge, Eileen Cannons, a Trump appointee, dismissed the classified documents case against him, saying the special prosecutor who brought the case was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. But University of California Hastings law professor Joel Paul tells VOA Judge Cannons' decision flies in the face of long-established precedent.
Judge Cannons' decision is neither consistent with the Constitution's text, with the long historical practice, or with many judicial precedents which have upheld the appointment of special counsels by the Attorney General. This dates back to 1875.
Paul says the decision is likely to be overturned on appeal. This is VOA News. As Trump charged forward Monday at the Republican National Convention, the Biden administration prepared for a Tuesday campaign stop in this uncertain stage of the presidential race. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The stark differences between the two main presidential campaigns were further illuminated Monday with heated, energetic scenes as Republicans nominated Donald Trump at their convention in Milwaukee from the Democrat-run White House. Cool reserve from President Joe Biden, who has urged the nation to bring down the temperature on political rhetoric after the shocking weekend assassination attempt on Trump. On Monday, he told NBC's Lester Holt that he still deeply disagrees with Trump and with the inflammatory and vicious way Trump and his base communicate grievances, and asked whether he thought the shooting would change the trajectory of the presidential race.
I don't know, and you don't know either.
But it seems to have resolved the last political cliffhanger, the national debate over whether Biden's poor debate performance meant he should step aside. So what happens now as these two grandfathers sprint to the end of a contest so grueling, so bitter, so emotionally charged, and so consequential, and yet with such a tiny margin of victory? I don't know, and neither do you. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
South Korea's spy agency says a North Korean diplomat based in Cuba has defected to South Korea, becoming the highest-ranking North Korean diplomat to escape to the South since 2016. VOA Steve Miller reports.
South Korea's Joseon Ilbo newspaper reported Tuesday that diplomat Ri Il-kyu fled to South Korea with his wife and children in November. The Ilbo cited Ri as telling the newspaper in an interview that he had decided to defect because of what he called disillusionment with North Korea's political system, an unfair job evaluation by Pyongyang's foreign ministry, and the ministry's disapproval of his hopes to visit Mexico to treat his neural damage. He said the hospitals in Cuba didn't have the necessary medical equipment to treat his health problem due to international sanctions. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Taliban officials say heavy rains in eastern Afghanistan have killed at least 40 people and injured at least 350 others. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A spokesperson for Nangarhar province says the dead included five members of the same family who were killed when the roof of their house collapsed. Four other family members were injured. About 400 homes and 60 electricity poles were destroyed across the province, and power was cut in many areas of the provincial capital. Separately, the official Taliban news agency reported that at least 17 people were killed and more than 34 others injured when a bus overturned on a main highway. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.